Hi, this is Liz.
And this is Kim.
Thanks for joining us for our first episode of Season 2 of Keep Up with Liz and Kim.
We are back. It's Season 2, and we're beyond excited for today's guest, the perfect person to launch our second season of Keep Up with Liz and Kim. But before we jump into that, let's talk about a little bit more about what's been happening in Ada.
Yeah, it has been a crazy, amazing summer. We are super excited that Ada Hotel is opened, along with the two restaurants in the Ada Hotel, the Post Tavern, Rick's Gen Age Center is now open, Revolution Mortgage. What else, Kim? What am I missing?
Well, Concierge Medicine of West Michigan also opened this week, and we'll be doing a ribbon cutting for them on October 16th. And then we have more coming. This village just keeps growing and evolving. There's so much positive energy here. So if you haven't visited Ada recently, get on down and check it all out. This fall, we'll have Revolve Studio, which is a cycling studio opening, The Lark, a wine bar, and EHTC, who is an accounting firm. So watch our social media, check out our websites, and keep up.
Keep up. And if you guys did miss stuff this summer, here's a little quick overhead of what we did. We did events, lunch and learns, roundtables, and so much more. So remember, like Kim just said, keep up with us. We have so much coming this fall and winter.
So, Liz, tell us who's coming on today.
Yeah, we are super excited. We have Becky Jones joining us today. She is the general manager of the Ada Hotel, born in Detroit, Michigan, graduated from Ferris State University, and has been with AHC for the past 15 years. She has a background in food and beverage, but her true passion is leadership, culture, and growing young minds so they can lead themselves in the future. So, we are super excited to have Becky here with us today. All right, we are super excited to have Becky Jones here with us today. Becky, we always joke the first question is the hardest question. But tell us a little bit about yourself and then how you got started in the hospitality world.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Hi. I'm Becky Jones. How I got started in the hospitality world, I was always bartending. So I went to Ferris State University. I actually went to pharmacy school. And there was no thought behind the pharmacy school thing. My father always said, "You're going to be a pharmacist." And I was like, "Sure." That's just what it was. I was really good at chemistry and math. And I just went forward.
So are you a smarty pants?
I'm a little bit of a nerd.
Okay. I love it. Yeah.
A little bit. So I went to Ferris State because the only three schools with pharmacy school is Wayne State, Michigan, and Ferris State. And Wayne State, I was commuting and I wanted to get, I wanted to go somewhere else. And Michigan, I couldn't afford. So Ferris State, boom. And through college, I was always a bartender. And I ended up in hospitality. I wanted to transfer to business in general. Because pharmacy, there was just so much information. And I was like, what am I going to do with all this information? I'm going to be behind a CVS counter or in a hospital. And that just wasn't the dream. So I ended up just getting my business degree. And I always was a bartender. So I was like, you know what? Let's just take on hospitality. I moved to Vegas then. And I worked at Mandalay Bay, which is like MGM properties.
Yes, that's a fabulous property.
Yeah, and, it was some of the best years of my life.
Oh, my gosh.
It was awesome. I was too young, though, and I was like, I will not survive this. I came back to West Michigan truly because of, like, values and morals and what I saw my life to be. And I thought maybe, you know, Vegas is always there. I can always go back if I wanted to. But yeah, since then though, I've been obsessed with it. I've been with AHC now for 15 years, so, which is absolutely crazy. I called a couple of the people. They had a really good relationship with Ferris State. So, I called them and they offered me a job, and 15 years later, here I am.
Boom. What was your first job with AHC?
I was the front desk and concierge at Amway Grand Plaza Hotel.
Oh, wow. Which is a fabulous hotel. It's gorgeous.
Correct. I am obsessed still with Amergin Plaza. That was 2009.
Okay. And then you spent some time at Ruth Chris, right?
Yep. Actually, I went to the Courtyard next. I went to the Courtyard Marriott next, and I was the guest care manager, which was essentially the second shift manager. So I loved that job because it was my first management role within AHC. And I was the only manager that I could check in at the front desk. I could make your Starbucks. I could clean your room. It was such a hands-on management role. So it was a great start. And my goal was always to be a GM of a hotel. So it was like such a cool way to see that from the beginning. And then Gerhard Schmid, who was my mentor for over a decade, he asked me to open up Ruth's Chris. So I was at Ruth's Chris, and I was there for 7 years. I was the AGM there under Buzz Goble. He was the GM. and a phenomenal guy. We still keep in touch. And then he moved on, and I was the GM there for then 5 more years. Moved to JW Marriott after that, food and beverage director. And then that was 5 years. That was a really hard time. That was a weird time. That was in those 5 years, I got married, had 2 kids, and COVID.
Oh,
it was like
boy.
COVID,
oh,
that's COVID a lot. In those years. Yeah. So that was a weird, yeah. That was a weird stint.
Lots right. of change.
Lots of change. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of learning about myself. You know, it was just an interesting time, and our industry was so weird at that time too.
Absolutely.
We were all learning at the same time, but everyone expected like the food and beverage managers to know everything. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like everyone was like asking us, and we're like, we're learning at real time with you guys, you know, what to do and how to pivot. So that was an interesting time. And then I got promoted to my dream job, which is the general manager of Ada Hotel.
And we are thrilled to have you out here
in
Ada. So you've worked at all these incredible properties in downtown Grand Rapids, iconic locations. Everyone knows Ruth's Chris, you know, Steakhouse and the JW and the Amway Grand, but the Ada Hotel, this is a masterpiece. So tell us more about that and what you do there.
Yeah. Ada Hotel is a boutique hotel. It's going to be, I hope, like the heartbeat, the pulse of Ada. I'm obsessed with it. It is food and beverage heavy. There are 2 large restaurants within Ada Hotel. But it's just, it's absolutely stunning. There are 36 rooms. And so again, true boutique, not affiliated with like a chain with Marriott or Hilton or anything. Like we're our own thing, which is really cool. I mean, it's really cool because we get to make what Ada Hotel is, and ownership's been just really supportive. So it's been really exciting to grow. Ada Hotel's been pretty amazing. Post Tavern, Rick's, I can go all day if you want me to talk about them.
Yeah, please do.
Tell us all your highlights.
Give it to us.
Okay, I'm doing it. All right, Post Tavern is, I would make 4 or 5 of these right now. It is such a cool, I would make that a chain. It is, I love the concept, the menu, it fits, the atmosphere. It's named after the trading post in Ada. So there's a lot of history within Ada Hotel too, which is why Ada is so special. Ada Hotel is so special. So it's named after the trading post, but again, it's a everyday restaurant. Mm-hmm. Even, again, tavern, really. Tavern fare, positive vibes. Even the managers are so on brand, which is such a weird thing to say. Mm-hmm. But if you meet the chef and the managers there, you're going to be like, this is
the cutest.
Yeah. And then Rick's is a little more upscale, but not really. It's more just because like the atmosphere looks a little bit more upscale. It's a rooftop patio. Mm-hmm. It's really greenery. It's like small plates, shareables, and it's not a nightclub because no one's dancing or anything. But I'm telling you, when those windows open and the patios,
there is a vibe up there.
Absolute vibe.
Yeah,
music's playing. It's just an energy that you get downtown, and you don't have to be downtown.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
So I love it. And then of course the rooms are absolutely stunning, gorgeous. The smell of like wood everywhere is my. I mean it's. It's such a wow factor. Usually in a hotel, you try to have a wow factor. Mm-hmm. The entire hotel is so intentionally done. There are like little things everywhere that I love to point out on tours, but it is absolutely stunning.
Every time I'm in there, I see something new and different that catches my attention and is so intentional. But back to the restaurants real quick. I've had so many people tell me that they've scheduled anniversary dinners, birthday dinners at Rick's, but not a day goes by that someone doesn't go on and on about their experience at the Post. So everyone's raving about the fish and chips, burger. And then my husband was there this week with clients, and they spent much more time than they expected, and they fell in love with the bartender and all the staff there, and they were talking about bourbons and specialty drinks, and they just had a phenomenal experience.
Yeah. That's so
and talking about staff, can you talk a little bit about Jason, the head chef?
Oh, my gosh. No one can talk about Jason more than Jason can talk about Jason.
Yeah, we know. But please try to.
Oh, God. Okay. I haven't had to in so long. Chef Jason is one of the absolute most experienced, well, definitely the most experienced chef I've ever worked with. But one of, I'd say in West Michigan, he's a very rare gem that we got to have. He has spent 17 years in Manhattan. He was all over Asia. He worked for some really well-known chefs, David Burke being one of them. And his talent, his skill level, and he's all about teaching. So he came here and he's like, I have this gift. I have had all these great support mentors in my corner. I want to be that to the community. He came back to Michigan. He was from Michigan. But he came back to raise his family. He has boys, and so he wanted to be at a, again, place of where he agreed aligned with the values. And so those are my favorite people to hire who have traveled the world and then come back to West Michigan, because there's no place better than West Michigan.
Yeah, right.
There's just not.
Especially Ada, I mean.
Obviously, that's why we're here.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, he is absolutely phenomenal. The food is very, like, plentiful. Everything is from scratch. I mean, even, like, from, like, his stocks. Like, everything he does is from scratch. He is such a fun person to work. And he's a cartoon character. If you've ever talked to him, I mean, he is a cartoon character.
Well, and if you want to get him really talking, talk about football.
Oh, gosh. No, talk about U of M.
Kids football, or just kids football. Yeah. I mean, like, he will. Oh, yeah. He coaches, and he is very passionate about his boys' football, which is wonderful, and it's amazing. But even we were joking that the dips that he makes, you're like, okay, I'll just give me a spoonful, please. Like, I don't need anything to dip into it. I'll just eat the dip. It's so good.
I know. Even, like, for the fish and chips, which is also my favorite thing at the Post, like, the tartar sauce, remoulade that he calls it. I mean, it's all, again, homemade, his style. He brought something really cool. I'm very, very fortunate to have him on my team.
Most definitely. Yeah, he's great. Okay, so the hotel is open, the restaurants are open, we're figuring out everything. What are you most excited for in the future for the hotel and the restaurants?
What I'm most excited for, I'm excited for us to be, so we're still in the opening stage, in my opinion. Like, we're still working out the kinks and working, like, we're in the stage of listening to the guests, right? We're almost open a full month, and we're still in the stage of, like, okay, what are our guests saying? What are they ordering? What do they want? And what is our staff feeling? What are they, you know? So I can't wait for us to have it down, like, across the board. I can't wait to be at the level of standard that I want to be at, which we're not there yet, but we're growing every week. Once we stop growing is when I'll start panicking. But we're growing every week. I can't wait for us to be consistently as great as I know we're going to be. And again, we're taking the right steps, but I know I have the most patience in the world. So,
and it all takes time. It's truly by people's experience and feedback.
Yeah, for sure.
That you change and adapt, and that's how you become the best.
Exactly. Yeah. And we had ownership had a vision, then our management team had a vision, and, you know, we pieced that together. And now, again, we got to hear our guests. What do they want? What are they looking for? And we want to make this, again, a place where people are constantly at, not just an anniversary place. Like, I want you here every week, you know?
Right, for it to become a go-to place. And like you said, a hub in Ada where people just feel comfortable walking in, maybe sitting down at one of the locations on the second level where there's all the books and the chairs, and it's very comfortable. Or, coming back to the restaurants as a favorite.
Yeah, agreed. Absolutely.
So what are some of the other challenges that you face managing a hotel, things you have on your radar that you want to accomplish?
Man, oh gosh, that's a huge question. So many things.
Also, I guess, too, if like somebody's going into hospitality, like, what are those challenges in the hospitality world? What are the pros, the cons,
hospitality can be a tough industry. I think when you think of hospitality, you think of, okay, every weekend, every holiday, every this. So part of my love for being in hospitality is to change that mentality too. You can have a work-life balance. I have a family and who I adore and spend a lot of time with. And I want to make that for our industry's future. I want you to know that a healthy work environment exists. You have to treat a restaurant like a business. You know, a lot of restaurants in the world are bought out or owned by people who maybe who never worked in a restaurant, who just bought a restaurant and wanted to. So it's more of like a playground. You treat it like a business, and it can be a really amazing place to work. The hardest part of hospitality is finding good environments, healthy environments to work in. I think that's the hardest challenge. And if you have leadership that's the forefront of their mind, of healthy environments and having a work-life balance, and like, that's the only way to get to that.
Yeah.
That's the only way to get to that goal.
Yeah. And it is probably like burnout rate, right?
Oh, totally.
Kind of, yes, the snowball effect. People are burnt out and tired and mad and whatever, and then they leave the industry.
Sure. And when I came from the industry, it was, you know, chefs were throwing pots and pans, and it was anger. It was, you know what I mean? It was it was strict. It was harsh. And right now, and with the younger generation being way smarter than we are, of just like, no, health first. And, you know, like, you're not going to talk to me that way. And
I do care about my full life and my mental health. So, yeah, the industry had to adapt to that as well, which is great for all of us.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. We're all still trying to learn that.
Work-life balance.
What?
100%.
But it's hard. Like, yes. You have a passion, and Kim and I have a passion, and it is hard sometimes to put that passion at bay and truly, like, focus on yourself. Because part of that whole work world is yourself.
Totally.
Yeah, it is hard to put it at bay, but
yeah, and I think that's also I talk a lot about like mom guilt or woman guilt too, you know, right. Of just like wanting to be your best self in so many things, and I get such passion and pleasure out of working at Ada Hotel that gives me guilt, that which is such a crazy thing, right? Like,
oh, yeah.
I'm so happy doing something and leading a team to be great, and I feel guilty of like, should I love it that much? I'm not with my kids right now, you know. It's just the crazy. I could talk about that. Could be a separate podcast. We could talk about lady women. Oh my god, don't get me started.
But I know. I mean, like, touch on it a little bit, because there are, I think, a lot of women listeners that are in the working world and they have families and kids and all of that. How do you navigate it?
I mean, some days I feel like I'm superwoman and I'm navigating it great. And some days I'm just like, wow, if the hotel's going really well, then I'm not with my family. And if my family's like, we're really clicking as a whole, I'm like, then I'm not spending enough time at the restaurant. I mean, I think that, I don't know if there's ever like a perfect balance, you know? And honestly, I don't think that stress is stress, or that guilt. I'm calling it guilt, but really, like, let that motivate you. Like, wanting to be your best self, I mean, what's wrong with that? I want to be a better mom. I want to be a better general manager. I want to be more supportive. I mean, that kind of what drives me too, you know? And I could think of that as I'm never good enough, or I could think of it as I want to be my best self and I want to keep learning and I want to be, like, that's, I think it's a little bit more of a mentality. In my opinion, women are really hard on ourselves.
Yeah, yeah.
Very hard. And I think it is, I think that's a great perspective, because I think when you are highly motivated and you do want to do your best work, there always is that stress or guilt that comes with it. But I think also learning to give yourself a little bit of grace is really important.
Totally. Yeah. I think a lot about motivation in general. I'm a big self-reflector. Big self-reflector, big take ownership of who you are, and my team to do the same thing too. But when it comes to motivation, I was trying to think of like, what motivates me truly? Like, what motivates me? And that's evolved so much in the years too. Like, it's instilled in me, motivation in general. I think I always had this thing where I was told like a woman couldn't do it, or a girl couldn't be good enough. And I was always like, yeah, I can. I was the girl at like literally 6 years old that was like, I'm going to be the first girl in the NBA. Like, that was like, and I was a kid, you know, I was like, no, a woman can do it, and a woman can do it better. And I was always like that. Now, evolving and being an adult, it's the people I surround myself by, you know? And, and so it's not even just the results in which I can grow people and show them that hospitality is a business and we can have this amazing environment, and I see them grow on and then be, you know, adults and leaders in the industry, but also like my support system. I mean, people who push me, motivate me, and call me out on my stuff.
Yeah,
like that's what keeps it going.
Yeah, and even you being a leader and then seeing your staff lead, that takes work, and you have to be proud of that.
Oh my gosh!
I mean, they, you know, they learned a lot of that from you, so.
So it keeps me going.
Yeah.
There's nothing more proud when someone is proud of like my management team, you know, if we're on the same page.
So rewarding.
So rewarding.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. We're going to shift gears a little bit. If you could spend your perfect Saturday in Ada Village, what would you do?
Okay. First of all, on Saturdays, I'm working in Ada Village.
Okay. Monday?
All right. Yeah. Choose any day.
There we go. Yeah. My perfect day in Ada Village. Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, my kids love being here. First of all, even just walking around is just the absolute cute. I love just bopping in all the stores. Sprinkles is a huge hit too with the kiddos. Some good donuts. I go to Mud Penny often. Foxtail is my everyday coffee. I came in with a Foxtail coffee today.
Yes.
I'm also a frequent at Garage Bar. I shouldn't say that, but I like a little.
Oh my gosh! No, we all love Garage Bar. Okay. Yeah, yes. Hands down. Those chicken tenders.
Oh,
I know.
Every day. No, I wish.
Nona's. I mean, there's Luna. I mean, there's so many places. So many places. I need to be here more often, because honestly, again, I preach work-life balance, but that's all I'm doing here. When I'm in Ada, I'm working these days.
Yeah.
I need to see more. I need to see the community more.
Exactly. Well, if people want to stay connected to you or contact you, how do they do that?
Me, I'm on everything, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram, and so is Ada Hotel as well. On Facebook and Instagram, but the best way to contact me right now is come to the hotel. Come see me.
Yeah.
I'm always in the lobby, walking around, talking to everybody. I love, please introduce yourself. And hopefully I make my way to introduce myself to you. But I'm always trying to table touch. And again, I want to hear the feedback of what guests are saying right now. And right now, I've been telling so many people this because I like to do tours too. So if you want a tour, come see me. I will do tours. But I keep telling everybody, like, we had this, like, it's the best kept secret forever. Like, no one saw Ada Hotel. We saw it for so, you know, for long. Yeah. And I'm like, I can't wait to share. I'm like, this is, look at, people are here. Yeah. Like, let me show you. Let me show you all the things that I've been, like, like, having it to myself. So
it is funny. Sometimes you walk in and, like, there are outside travelers in the hotel. You're kind of like, I've never seen you before. Yeah. Excuse me? You know, or most of the time you know a lot of the people in Ada, which is great. That is exactly what the hotel is for. But it's very different. So it's wonderful. Well, thank you so much. This was absolutely amazing. We are always cheering for you. So thank you.
Thank you for having me. This is so fun. It's my first podcast. This is, I know.
Well, you killed it.
Okay.
Yeah, lots of fun.
My next one. Okay. I'm coming on again.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm re-inviting myself back to keep getting better.
Great. Okay. Sounds good. Okay. Thank you, Becky.
Thank you.
All right, Kim, you ready to jump into the Fast Five?
Let's do it.
All right, number one, Fall Festival is happening October 3rd from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., all at Legacy Park this year. We changed it to a Thursday, and we moved it all to Legacy Park just based off of your guys' feedback, so thank you for always giving feedback. We really appreciate it. But there's going to be face painting, cornhole, pyre hero, cotton candy, sack races, and so much more. Mudpenny is going to be open late. They're going to have brat dishes, garage bar, gravel bottom. It is definitely a spot to be.
All right. And are you looking for some great catering options here in Ada? We encourage you to consider lunching local. And what that means is look at what restaurants we have here in Ada and order from them. You can visit adavillage.com and find the tab for lunch local. And that will have all the information about your favorite restaurants here, what they offer, how many people they can accommodate, all the information you need to do your catering from one of our local Ada Village restaurants.
All right, number three, the Ada Artisan Market at Ada Congregation Church. A collection of handcrafts and arts is happening on Saturday, October 12th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Stroll and shop this carefully curated selection of 25 local artists featuring handcrafted items. This is free. Definitely please attend. They're also celebrating their 175th anniversary.
175 years.
Crazy.
That's great.
I love it.
All right, number four, Pumpkin Prawl on October 25th. Mark your calendars and get ready for a howling good time. We have over 90 businesses participating in this event for trick-or-treating throughout Ada Village, trunk-or-treating along River Street and in the Dixon parking lot. There's going to be more quick food options this year from our local restaurants. Also new this year, we're going to have a contest, a costume contest in Legacy Park and a Wizard's Way Alley near Luna. So come out and join the fun.
I also heard rumor has it that there's a butter beer.
Yes.
Woohoo! All right, and last but not least, Ada Township Pickleball Tournament hosted by the Ada Parks and Rec October 5th and 6th. There's two different divisions, four game minimum. Deadline to register is October 1st. So please go check out this. If you love pickleball, join in on the fun. For more information, there is more information on the Ada Village Facebook page.
All right, if you want to keep up with what is happening in Ada, learn more about the businesses and participate in our upcoming events, follow Discover Ada and the ABA on social media, and subscribe to this podcast.
And as always, thanks for listening. Now try to keep up.